case number 9925, Gary and Margaret Oxbrow, south of Driftwood Court, 250 feet southwest of Route 361, being unit 684 within Bethany Meadow Phase 6. A variance from the separation requirement between multifamily structures.
Okay. State your full name and address.
Margaret Oxbrow, 38423 Driftwood Court, number 684, Frankfurt, Delaware, 09945.
Be Gary Oxbrow, 38423 Driftwood Court, number 684, Frankfurt, Delaware, 09945.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Fine. Can you explain to the board your request, please?
We're applying for a variance for a 40-foot setback. We're planning for an 8-foot setback. Mm-hmm. One of the problems is the deck is already in place. It's been in place since April.
Oh, okay.
Well, now, how did that happen?
Well,
we went through the process of getting a contractor agreement, going through our homeowners association, and he was supposed to obtain the permits and whatever, and he started the project, and apparently came in and he needed a variance, so they wouldn't give him a permit.
Who was he?
Richard Blitz.
Richard Blitz from Manor Creek Construction.
Built it without the permit?
Right. Well, see, we had to submit for approval from our property manager, CPR.
Yeah.
And when we submitted the paperwork and everything, they sent us our approval back. We gave the approval to Richard, and he just went ahead and started building it. And unbeknownst to us, any of this, he didn't even realize there was a variance between townhouses, and he said he's been a contractor for years around the area, but he never knew of a 40-foot setback between the townhouses. And
wait a minute.
I'm just saying what he said.
He certainly knew that he had to have a building permit, right?
Yes.
Well, he said he does a post permit.
He does a post permit. That's what he told us.
Is that not allowed?
He said he starts it. In the meantime, his wife works up in Georgetown. While he starts the project, she comes over and gets the permit.
Picks him up like once a week.
Instead
of going up every day.
A post permit? What is a post permit?
How do you spell Mr. Blitz's last name?
E-L-I-T-Z.
And what's the name of his company?
I got him.
I think you have all the information. You should have all that.
Just a post permit? I mean, I can't get over
that.
I'm
sure, but that's very good. Post permit.
I guess I guess I've let Mr. Burrell look at that one.
Yeah, I'd like for counsel to look at that for us if he would.
Yes, he would like to.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's a new. Thank you. There you go, counsel, if you will.
And who is the builder?
Blitz.
Richard Blitz.
And he's out of where again?
Manor Creek Construction. Frankfurt.
Where's that from? Frankfurt.
Yeah. Everything go well with the project?
Oh yes.
Oh,
that's perfect. He did a great job.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good in the community. The community is brand new, so they're pushing for decks because right now there's only.
Basically,
a 7-foot porch, walk off.
When we got the approval from CPR, being our property managers, we assumed that they were looking to get all the variances and everything was in order,
I can see how that would be.
Sure. Well, we put a application fee that we put in, so they checked, they're supposed to check the builder out.
Mm.
It's a beautiful deck.
Are there any more decks in Bethany B's right where you are there?
Well, there's one more that he built, which I guess you guys are going to be hearing that later on in the month. And there's one other one, but there is there's four or five of them that are back units which have already been inspected and passed. It's the 40-foot setback in the middle ones that we're going to have the buildings.
It's the buildings with that face.
But the ones that are on the outsides.
So there is one other one in that area between the buildings.
Right.
Requires a variance also. Mm-hmm.
Did you ask them to come with you tonight?
No.
No, they're not permanent residents there where we are. There's a lot of people not permanent residents.
We met the building.
Oh, yes, I asked them to come, yes.
And he couldn't come?
Oh. I just told him what time it was going to be and everything. He says if he could be here, he'd be here. He's not behind me, right?
He'll definitely be here from us.
Well, I believe he received some kind of fine of some sort from you guys.
What do you think he would do if he went back and told him he had to tear it off?
Please don't say that. No, I don't know. I really don't.
That's a shame.
Unfortunately, you know, one of the problems is that when these buildings were planned, they weren't planned for a deck. And so, you know, now you folks want and have a deck and kind of sets a precedent if we approve it. Next thing you know, there'll be all kinds of decks and create problems.
Well, when we first put in for this variance, I questioned that. And they said that everyone is entitled to put in the variance.
They're entitled to request one.
Now, there's already like 6 decks up there. I mean, they're on the outside. But being on the inside, I don't see why we're being punished.
There's three on the inside right now.
I mean, basically, the structure between our two townhouses is 44 feet. So we're just asking for 8 foot, and it doesn't hinder anybody, it doesn't block anything, it enhances the property.
And the existing porch already sticks out 7.5 feet.
It's great, I mean, for storage, because underneath now we can put stuff, we don't have to leave it out around the property.
So I have family members that are elderly, and then with a walker and stuff, they have to keep going down into the yard and back up the stairs.
It's just
a hardship for those, when they visit and stuff. And my grandkids, I have control of them, I just put the gate up and they're contained within that area, and instead of running, because we're next to the road, so we're an in unit, and it's a...
And that's all good, and we understand that.
Oh, yeah.
But none of those things address the standards for granting a variance, is one of the problems. Yeah. How many variances have we approved there, Mr. Rickard?
Let me see. I'll give you that answer in a minute. Okay. 134-17, 2603.
How long have you folks been there?
It'll be 4 years in November.
Nothing in that area.
These property houses, they step back. These homes, they keep stepping back.
Yes. After every 2 units, they
step back.
All the way back to, I believe in our section, the last 2 units are 56 foot apart. Ours are 44, and then they're gradually, there's 6 units in each block of buildings in our section.
One of the other decks that you mentioned that have been built on the inside, that's not the unit directly across from you, is it?
No.
Let's see, if he decides he wants a deck, he's got the same problem, man.
I don't see any.
Because you're already only 32 feet from him.
And your 40 feet becomes 24 feet.
Right.
There's no map.
And there's considerations like fire equipment and things like that as far as safety. No.
Well, we talked to the fire marshal.
The fire marshal, he says they treat them like a single family dwelling, 10-foot setbacks are their concern.
Okay.
I mean, if we knew in the beginning that we needed a variance, then
I'm sure you would have.
You said some of these units have variances already?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay, I don't believe so. We don't have a record.
Ones on the outside, they don't have variances.
They don't need variances.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
They don't.
No.
Just the inside units.
Just the inside units, correct. And it's not sure everybody's going to run it, because like he said, there's not any permanent people that live there.
Mr. Mills, there's nothing in that unit. Okay, see the units they have there? There's nothing there. It's a variance. This is a first-time variance in this unit construction.
This pod, at least two other pods.
We got two others coming. That on the inside.
There's another one coming, yes.
Yeah.
That's what I understand.
Possibly two.
But in Bethany Meadows, there's several variances.
Oh, yeah, several in Bethany Meadows, but not in this pod.
Oh, there is several in that area.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is that what you're trying to find out?
And there's a couple hundred units in that part. At least, how many units?
All together with the single family, it's 425, I believe.
425. And there's a lot of houses in there, a lot of units.
There's six phases.
We have granted variances in there, but...
Okay.
On for decks and stuff. For decks. Any other variances you said? For decks and stuff.
This is a situation where this guy's built these units, and if you look at it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you just look at six of the units, three out of the six probably won't need a variance if they're going to put an 8-foot deck on there. But the other three may, so according to how big they make the decks, would encroach into that 40-foot setback. So you're saying the same thing, that more people are going to come in for variances.
Well, we don't know how many people are going to want. Like I said, right now, there's only like 11 permanent.
Yeah, most of the, this is their beach home, you know, they may not even want one, I'm not sure.
Or they rent, and they're not going to, you know, pay for a deck. It's not that many permanent people there.
Okay.
If you read the letters attached, you'll see that the board of directors and the management people are promoting decks. They're encouraging to build decks.
Right. And they're encouraging to build decks, but they will be into the setback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some of those decks should be
planned decks. But anyway.
Okay, movement. Thank you. Any further questions? Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Ruff?
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there any persons here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chair.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here, and do we have any correspondence in regards to this?
Yes, we have three owners that are in favor of the debt, approving the variance.
How about in opposition?
No.
They're in opposition. Okay.
They have five?
Five here in opposition.
Five here against, and three.
And three in favor. Okay. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table this to our next regular meeting.
Are we going to hear from the opposition?
Yeah.
No one wants to speak?
They didn't speak.
They should have been. I asked. Did you want to speak, sir?
Yes,
sir. I asked you. Please come forward in, sir.
Okay.
I asked him to.
Nice. Have a seat there.
If you would. Do it, please. And he didn't hear me. I didn't speak then.
State your full name and address.
Glenn Prettyman, 34167 Bethany Bridge Drive, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes, I do.
All right, go on.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Glenn Prettyman, and I represent units that I own in there. I own unit 613, 623, unit 625, unit 637, unit 656, 659, and 665. So I'm here to represent seven properties. I'm also the developer of this community, if you have any questions. when I developed this property, phase six, which is also known as Bethany Breeze, has its own separate condo association. So therefore, they're not part of, and this land is owned by that condo association of 95 owners. There's 95 townhouses in this part of this community. And I'm coming forward here in front of you folks tonight to ask for you to deny this variance on the following basis. With no disrespect to Gary, but after Gary purchased this unit from me a few years back, he's been talking about this deck ever since I can remember. And I clearly stated to him that there is a 40-foot setback. And the only way that you can probably get any type of deck or anything that puts something on in the back would be ground level between the units. The ones on the perimeter basis would probably fall within the 10-foot side setback yards of the property lines, so they perhaps could get decks. This variance is not for a few inches, but it's for quite a few number of feet, several feet that would encroach in our open space. This open space encroachment is severe and impacts the whole community of 95 owners. The community owns this open space, and they should also first have had the opportunity at a meeting to vote on this encroachment prior to any county approval of a variance. Gary, he didn't follow proper protocol on obtaining his permit, because his permit, although the board has passed, I'm not a member of the board, but I stay in very close touch with them. So the board encourages decks, and we like to see decks, and they are nice looking. They want them for the whole community. They want to keep it uniform, not just for one person. And the board was not aware of this 40-foot setback until this problem happened. When he submitted a permit to the property management company for the association to permit this deck, they granted this on subject to him coming down here, applying for a permit, having a permit in hand prior to construction without a variance. So we just don't want to have these decks for a select few. We want to keep we want to try to keep the community uniform in here. But now that the community is aware of the 40-foot setback, the community should vote to permit these encroachments and seek the variance as the entire community as a whole. Come back in front of you folks and see if we could do that. But this type of behavior by Gary has spurred owners to just start building decks without permits. To date, they're unaware that there are three has been illegally constructed without the permission from the county and without the permission from the proper permits from Bethany Breeze Association. Permitting this variance would further promote illegal construction, and these owners seem to think that it's better to beg for forgiveness than to ask for permission, and this tactic must be stopped and stopped here and now. It's vital that our community of 95 townhomes remain uniform and people abide by the rules, regulation, declaration, and bylaws of our community upon which they agree to adhere to by buying into a condominium association. Please deny this permit so our community can remain uniform, and it will help us, it will assist us in enforcing our declaration and bylaws. This will also give us a chance to discuss this topic at our next annual meeting and perhaps apply for a variance as a whole community. The community has the right to be informed of these encroachments rather than having them sprung on us just by a few characters who feel like doing whatever they want to do in a condominium situation. Thank you for allowing me to speak on behalf of my seven properties.
I have a couple questions. So I want to get something straight. In other words, you did talk to the applicant and tell the applicant that they were not permitted to put decks on because they were encroaching at a 40-foot setback.
Yes.
He asked me what they want, and let's just see if I got it straight. And then they went and they pursued getting a permit, correct?
Correct.
Or did they build it first and then get a permit?
I don't know. It seems to me like they built it, and then next thing I know, Gary comes into my office and said, hey, you know, we're going to post permit. And I said, I have no idea what a post permit is.
Okay.
So I don't know what you're talking about there.
Okay, so that's where the post permit came in.
I guess
so. In other words, they got nothing from the county.
Correct.
They just went ahead and built it.
Correct.
Okay, and you told them in the beginning?
Correct, a few years back, and then it's been a few years, and then all of a sudden he just, it was a non-issue, and then he just, next thing we know, there's a tank there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I got a question.
Sure.
You built that, will these decks affect the draining? And that, is that a draining area in there for the water to go out? I mean, if you kept building, would that affect that drain system in there?
No, well, it shouldn't. It's something that we'd have to take into account as a community there, because especially if they, depending on, you know, they'd have to raise their lattice up so many inches, perhaps, because of storm water, the way the storm water falls off of everything within the community. Also, there are power line easements and things like that, that they have to, you know, get into these power lines or something that may be a problem. Servicing some of these units if they ever have problems with the utilities, so we have to locate them and, you know, allow, perhaps talk to the utility companies as well. You know, we would like to have decks, don't get me wrong, and I think that if we had a special meeting, I feel most people being educated would want the decks, whether or not, if we came to use our community and home, we would want to sacrifice our open space, and whether you would permit that or not, it's a whole other meeting and a whole other topic, but that would be the proper way to do it.
And it would be another issue with the county, because they have that 40-foot open space for a reason.
That's exactly right.
Okay, and when they approve that, the commission...
The reason they want that for you folks, that's correct. Yeah.
Right, and you're just asking, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Prettyman, do you know if the area between buildings L and M are shown on the original plans as common elements for the condominium?
Or
limited common element.
I'll take a look at that. I'm not sure which building.
Do you have the plans with you?
No. Do you have L and M there?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's really...
That's specific. Just it.
Just right in here?
Yeah, the open space.
Yeah, this is common area.
Okay.
Common area for the condominiums. I'm by the condominiums.
Mm-hmm. That unfortunately raises another question about whether or not anybody can build in there.
Right.
Because by calling a common area in a condominium, essentially belongs to the entire condominium and not given unit owners.
Correct. When we lawyer it, we might even need to have 100% of the owners in order to even try to come to you folks before a variance. But
typically, to modify that kind of plan, you would have to get uniform approval.
Yeah, that's the reason the commission put that in there.
Right.
Okay.
Any further?
Any further questions?
No.
Thank you. Was there anyone else in opposition that would like to speak? Sir, you want to come forward, please? Is there anybody else here at this time that would like to speak as in opposition so we could swear you in all at one time? Again, is there anyone else here in opposition?
State your full name and address, sir.
My name is George Carlson. My address is 83745 in Bethany Breeze, Unit 672 on Ocean Boulevard.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yep.
Okay, fine.
Good evening, sir.
Hi. My name is George Carlson. I'm the president of the board of directors of the Bethany Breeze Owners Association. I am opposed to individual variances in this community. The board of directors had voted to grant decks throughout the community, but it would be a community-wide system. At least four of the board of directors, I thought all five of us, were not aware that there was a 40-foot setback on the inside facing units. The rear of the units would face each other. That's what a 40-foot setback is. It's all common area. First found out about a 40-foot variance after Gary's deck was built, and he informed me that he had gotten this post-permit. And I inquired about that, and I couldn't get any information on a post-permit. The description to me was that the contractor paid a double fee to get this post-permit, which would allow him to build, and then he could get the, I guess, permit. I had my deck was one of the first decks built in the community. I went through, not through hoops, you know, I had to get the utility company. The permit had to be posted in my front window, which it was. I had three inspections on my deck, from footers, the framework, to the finished deck. And as far as I know, Gary's said his deck was built in 2 days. Okay. The CPR property manager approved his deck structure that the board had set up. We had set up specific dimensions for the deck, inside group steps that they wouldn't hang up into the common area, things like that. That was approved by CPR Property Management, but with the understanding that all the proper permits would be obtained. The, how I found this out is when the third deck on an inside unit was built, before that deck was built, it was a neighbor across the street from me, came to me and told me his contractor couldn't get a permit to build the deck. He could get a permit for a 7-foot deep deck, 16 wide, 7 foot deep, because he was 47 feet from his neighbor. So that would, you know, he didn't encroach on that 40-foot setback. He told me that, and 3 weeks later about, I don't know the time frame exactly, his deck was up and built. And I went to him and I said, well, how did you get the permit? He says, oh, I got one of the post permits like Gary got. And I still was not aware of what that was. There were two petitions, one tonight, one scheduled for September 24th for Unit 616 in our community for this inside group variance. I'm against any individual variance. This was not agreed by the Board of Directors of Bethany Breeze at all. You know, it's a good all or none thing for these inside groups. That's, I think, about it. So we have not, this is our position, this is the Board of Directors' position on this.
Okay.
And when we found out about the 40-foot variance, obviously, I called CPR and put a moratorium on any building on inside groups. By the way, I want to mention something else about Manor Creek. Manor Creek had constructed, had started demo on another deck, but this is on an outside unit, okay, an outside-facing unit, which is not subject to the variance, started demolition on that before they got a permit. And the owner of that unit turned around and told him, put the steps back on, get me a permit, and put it in the front window.
One more question.
Because I found out about it.
Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever seen a building permit, a Sussex County building permit for the county?
I had one in my front window.
Right.
Yeah.
And you saw nothing that even looked like that for these other decks?
No. Well, for the inside-facing units.
Okay.
And the decks were constructed... You know, I'm not a permanent resident.
Okay,
but they were constructed very quickly.
Mr. Carlson.
With no inspection, as far as I know.
Your board hires CPR management, right?
Yes.
To manage. Did the board express to CPR the position you're expressing to this board tonight?
Did CPR?
Did you tell CPR what your limitations were on approvals for decks? Did you give them any guidance?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. We did not give them guidance on a 40-foot setback because we didn't know about it.
I mean, did you tell them you wanted this to be an all-or-nothing kind of thing before they undertook to review the decks?
Oh, yes. They knew about... We had voted on... We had a choice of patio blocks, ground-level decks, and above-ground decks. The board voted for above-ground decks to enhance the appearance of the community and enhance property values. They were most attractive and they were the most consistent for our community.
I don't think that was a question about it.
What I'm trying to figure out is you know, if you explained to CPR what your, as a board, what your limitations were going to be, how is it they approved this single, this application, or the application that these folks put in?
They approved the construction, they approved the design of the deck and approved the deck pending with an understanding that the owner would get a permit or the contractor would get a permit. That's part of our procedure.
But about the 40 foot though, did you tell them that, what you just told us? Did you explain this to this group the same way you explained this tonight, that was 40 foot all or none on inside decks? I believe that's the question. Did you
didn't tell them.
John Gary applied, we were not aware of a 40-foot variance.
All right, but so then that group, the CRP, they didn't know either, is that correct?
No.
All right, that's a question.
Yes.
Okay, thank you then. Okay.
Do you recall when you notified them of that?
Immediately, then, as soon as I was...
This came about.
As soon as I was notified by Unit 639, I notified CPR.
Then.
And put a moratorium on any building on inside-facing decks until we cleared this up.
But this group was approving those applications unbeknown to them about the 40-foot inside. Is that correct? Is that correct in asking you that? Because if you didn't know it, then they didn't know it, right?
Right.
So
exactly.
They were approving applications unbeknown to them on this 40-foot. Is that correct?
Right.
That's my question.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Understanding that...
Now they know it, but it was after
that. Understanding that the individual had to obtain a permit...
Did they get the same information?
Right.
So, okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. Is there any further
questions?
But they knew they had to get a permit because it's county.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Might want to clear the air about these post or pre or post.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
What you're talking about.
No idea.
I didn't
read that before.
Yeah, Gary came in and said this is what his contractor said he got.
I didn't.
We're going to have a few words with the contractor.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. And I don't know who the third or the second contractor was for this other unit that was built.
One of the reasons you get a permit is that it has the setback requirements on the permit, so you do know how far you can build.
This problem wouldn't have occurred if the permits were obtained.
That's correct.
Thank you,
sir. Okay, is there anyone else here in opposition? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. I think Mr. McCabe would
like to move that we table case number 9925 to give our attorney a chance to look into this and also the staff to look into it.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, a second by Mr. Workman, that will table case number 9925 to our next regular meeting, which will be on September the 24th, to allow council time to review this association in the coming days. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion's carried.
Case number 9926, called to